Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has arrived. Mr. Sizwe. Welcome, Pat. How are you, comrade?
I'm fine, my brother.
Awuthi sizokubingelela kahle. Siqale lento. We are really excited ukuthi sibe nawe namhlanje. Siyabonga ukuthi ufikile. Awangibambi igazi lakho ndona.
Thank you so much,
brother. Ukahle.
Hayi, ngiyaphila futhi.
Thank you so much for it. Sizwe Nyambi is in the building. If you've got any question for him, do let us know. Get in touch. We did promise you for the entire week that we are going to be visited by a guest on Friday. We're starting what we call the friend of the show. And our first friend of the show is none other than Comrade Sizwe Nyambi. Welcome to Rise FM, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Morning to the listeners of Rise FM.
Here's one of my favorite videos from yourself. I love this one. I love this one.
Nikwatele ini? Nikwatele ukuthi nifuna imali.
Bathi nine anger. Nine anger nikwatele ini? Bekwenda njalo lesikhathi uwenda le video le. Because you do your videos with such passion and people follow you so much. Lesikhathi ukhuluma, and what I understand is that when you do these videos, there is something real happening attached to the reason why you do the videos. Lesikhathi uthi bane anger, bobani labo bane anger? And bekwenda njalo.
We're approaching the regional conference. So, comrades, you know, they've got their views. They've got some they supported Comrade Jake, some they supported Comrade Ngata.
Yes.
So those that supported Comrade Ngata were those that wanted money to Comrade Jake. And Comrade Jake, because he's a revolutionary, he couldn't attend the issue of money. He is principled. So they went to Comrade to support Comrade Ngata because they are angry that Comrade Jake didn't give them money.
So he went to address the issue. Man.
Yeah, so when I do those live videos, I spoke about this thing that they are angry. They are angry for money.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
On TikTok, I think I have 11,000.
11,000?
Yes, on Facebook, I've got 36,000.
36,000 on Facebook?
Yes.
E TikTok yakho icale nini?
Actually, my TikTok, I'm not so much active on TikTok, but I'm so much active on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's why I've got 11,000 followers.
11,000,
yes.
Okay.
I'm not so much on that account.
Yes.
Some few. I don't do it every time like Facebook.
So if Facebook kuba lula ukuthi abantu record and post the same time.
Yes, yes.
I think ku TikTok maunga when the show ukuthi mau post like Facebook, u post na TikTok. TikTok ingakhula within 2 months uthola ukuthi you even surpass the numbers you've got on Facebook.
Yeah, the problem is that I'm too much on Facebook.
Yes.
The thing is about TikTok is that when you put a statement there,
yes,
it takes few words, so that's why. So Facebook, it does everything.
Yeah, for me.
It's easy, yes.
And when you not kunuma nesive, it's called 6:30. It is Rise FM. We are hosting Comrade Sizwe Nyambi in studio. And if you've got any questions for him, do not hesitate. Get in touch with us via 072-885-7702. And G, yin lenye lot of na Mr. Nyambi.
Why politics? Out of all the things.
Kan futhi ucale nini politics? Ungaphendula inyalo. Sitawubuya. Ngifuna kunalo kwathi lokuthi what is exactly your involvement within your community and politics? Are you a councillor? What exactly do you do? Because I see you doing a lot of work for your community. All right, it's time for us to focus on our guest. Logo Simlindisile Sibhlome naye is a friend of the show. We've invited him. He took on our invitation and we are really grateful for that. Siyabonga ukuthi ufike ube nathi Mfokanyambi. Sithini sinanatela?
Nyambi mkhonto mbili njengoba maboshi. Sinokulo sizenza ukulo.
Pins ababa. Angakuva kahle.
Nyambi mkhonto mbili njengoba maboshi. Sinokulo akuhlanzenza ukulo.
Oh, so Nyambi you are Tsonga.
Not Tsonga really, it's Nzawu.
Nzawu. So ekhaya ngikuphi kahle uphuma aphi utalwa aphi?
Talwe Skumanzdal.
Eskumazdal.
Yes.
Utalwa ngubani?
Nkomazi. Busisiwe Cwabe makwami.
Okay.
My father is William Nyambi.
Ngubu lo mnyaka lo utalwa ngawo?
1989 August mhla ka 4 ngo 2 ekuseni.
1989.
For 2 weeks in.
Ujongwane baba. 1989.
Yeah,
1989. So you even know the time you were born?
Yeah, my mom told me.
For 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
Wow. And how many siblings do you have?
11.
11 siblings?
Yeah, my father is a polygamist.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
How many wives does your father have?
Two
wives. All right, all right. Wena njengoba lento ukhula kuyo lesithembu kukhona la kuwe ukuthi nawe unaso lesifiso sokuthi uthi nami ngalenye ilanga ngivile la kune video yakho lesho ukuthi bekusese netinginga babe ekutholeni umlingani mara na ufika ngiyakubuta ngithi lo mlingani ukhona la babe uthi no khona lokwentekako would polygamy be something you are considering? I'm playing with the idea. Me, myself.
Okay.
I'm entertaining the idea in my head. I don't know if it's something I want or what, but I'm entertaining the idea.
All the best.
Two girlfriends.
Officially?
Two. Yeah.
Ebabe, from Tinginga to two?
Yeah.
Bayatana now.
They're about to meet. You probably are... this December or next year.
Why you been a two?
Oh, ungayijahile yawai, babe. Ungayijahile yawai. I'm getting inspired, yeah.
No. Remember, Sizwe Uzi, these are girlfriends.
Yeah, so even though now you are preparing Uzi, they must meet.
Yeah.
They know about each other. So, Aksi Uzi, we are gang.
They know about each other.
And you are preparing to Uzi Bahlangan?
Yes.
Bona Bayatiwa Ekai?
Yeah, my mom knows them.
Your mother knows them?
Yeah. Because okay. My mom and my dad, they've separated. So I'm staying with my mom.
Nene Olid.
Yeah.
Okay. Then a question yachi.
So umutomuzi, why two?
The first girlfriend that I have is Mavis Mkobugas.
Yes.
So we dated from I think 2012 when I was struggling like ngihlupheka kakhulu. Yeah, she was there for me. Then I went to varsity.
Yes.
Then I met Lesiho Masiane.
Okay.
We dated.
Yes.
But Mavis knew about Lesiho, but Lesiho didn't know about Mavis.
Okay,
Then this year I told her about Mavis.
Uchitile mnak.
No, it was uchitile.
No, uchitile.
No, uchitile mnak. Umvane banvulobo naye. Ngale sikhathi kusahlushekwa. Mawufika e university. Udidwa amabhiliti udidwa bosesi base university.
No,
uchithile baba. No, uchithile sis. Sizwe unemuntu lobothandzana naye ngalesikhathi kusasenzima usho njalo ngisho usengayi university.
Yeah, we were dating.
Why university?
Besinema challenges nje
like any other relationship.
Yeah. That I can't not challenges between me and naye.
Yes.
Ngisho ma challenges ale relationship yam naye.
Yes.
That I cannot disclose, but at the end of the day, angengimlahle because she's been there for me.
Yes, and I'm sad.
Yeah.
Wa fika wa cheat on this. Vuma lokho sis.
Ah, eh, anga cheat.
Yo.
Are you still together?
Yeah.
Okay, ufika nyalo. Sizo uya cheat enyambi, aka cheat. G ukunika impression le wrong. Mr. Nyambi officially has two girlfriends.
Okay.
Of whom he is preparing kutsi bahlangane. They now know about each other, but they have not yet met. Bayatiwa bobabili ekhaya.
Nabo bayatana.
Now he's preparing kutsi lo December lo.
Batane.
Bamithane, babonane. But bayati about each other. Kutsi lagu babe Nyambi, sibabili, sibambisene. And I am saying, mine, and he says he comes from a family of polygamy. So I asked him, Gutsi, is this something you would want to continue with polygamy? Then so I ngilachaza khona ukuthi no bakhona sebabili vele bachaza. So before sikichimela ku traffic, lesikhathi u recorda i video lethi uyazama kuba nemlingani mara aku bayaphunyuka. Bekungisiphile simo le era la ubukene naloko khona.
When I grew up ne angithi I told you that I'm inzawo.
Yes.
Then ekhaya kithi kuba nalithi indoda esinto angisibaba wami unathuba fata.
Yes.
Then there was a time where he had challenges in life. When he has challenges, he goes to traditional healers to check what's the problem.
Yeah.
Then they tell him that they finally kufenjwe. They get a traditional healer, comes at home. Yeah, Femba. Then there's this.
Guin lok Femba.
I don't know how to say it in English.
Maragul see what's it.
Sort of a tennis.
Yeah.
Then
the spirits of my spirits again.
Yeah.
They come out to this traditional healer and speak out what they want.
Let him lie.
Yes.
Okay.
So the guy came out. It's a guy who was killed by the ancestors. The guy was a cow herder.
Okay.
And was killed by the ancestors. So the guy was bringing problems here at home. The problems that were distracting dad. So the guy said, for me to stop distracting you, you need to give me a child. And this child is no longer Nyambi, but this child must be Msimango. This child, nihlenga imali, nimlobolele mfati, nimthengele standi, nakhe indlu yami.
Nakhela ye.
Yes, le ndlu kahle kahle yakhe, nalomfati lento banayo walomjita.
Yes.
But mine angilobula ngendi next.
Okay.
So my dad wabita mine le ndo yatsebelela la kimi. Then kan le ndo ihlupheko.
Yay! Kan le ndo ihlupheko.
From that day laba ngitsebelela ngalento laba Femba laphana. Ekhaya bekungathi angisasimntwana khona because mina ngitsi ngigcoke lento. So everyone like her nakabona mine ubona
sitha
or ubona umuntu oqhamuka. Yes. That's why mina ngikhule kabuhlungu vele.
Your upbringing was not nice.
It wasn't nice. I'm everything I am because of ANC comrade.
Serious?
Yeah, I don't know family support. No, I'll be lying.
But did you end up fixing that situation of not having that lomthebulo over your life? If you end up keep a
ngulungisa lo ucabangisise utoyiphendvula nasibuya.
There's no need to think.
No, it's time.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of time, I need to rush to traffic. So hold that thought. Kuthi nasibuya sicala ngayo leyo mpendvulo leyo. But I'm also interested kuthi lesikhathi uthola lithuba lokuya university, ngubani lo lokusita ukuthi uyofunza, ufundzeleni and kukulekelele njani empilweni yakho konke lokho. And sibingelela wonke ama comrades lalalele namuhla Macha Imbutho. Siyanibingelela, siyabonga kakhulu. Chilling with a friend of the show because it is a Friday. That's Mr. Sizwe Nyambi. If you've got any question for him, do send us a voice note on 072-885-7702. I got a voice note that says, Zili, ningadlale wonke ama clipu wale ndoda lapho ngoba ngizogcina ningabuyi next week.
Hayi, siyawamonitha. Eyi, ngoba khona manje. Hayi, ngoba khona manje, siyawamonitha.
Wathi kunezinto onokuzigulumela lapha ku social media esingayidlala emoyeni singasabuyi sasa.
Silahlekelo sinkwa sethu.
Cine kulahleka isinkwa sethu bayini. All right, time right now is 7. It's 19 minutes before we get to 8. Time is flying. Uzilungile asked earlier on ukuthi the simo lesi othi wagcina uthelelwa yiso i-timer yagcina lento iwumoya omisa into zakho ungasakhona ukuphumelela nomndeni wakho uthi mawukubheka ukubona ngathi umuntu wangaphandle wasiphakamela in lesimo lesi yini owakwenza ukuzama ukulwisana naleso simo leso noma mhlawumbe into osabhekene nayo namanje.
No, into lesengiyincobile.
So incobile.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Shana. That's good.
Lady deserves a
yeah.
An applause, my man, because you know sometimes empilweni siyithola kunezinto ezisibamba zidonsela emuva. And ungazi nokuthi yini. Yini kanti le ngidonsela emuva and you are just standing still, but everyone can see that you have great potential.
Yes. Maybe just to add on what you said, Sizwe, you said all this thing, yaglanzela, amapad and everything. And we all know it was a public information. You were seen in TV. You were shot more than 13 times.
16. Yeah, I heard about 16 the
times.
Incident.
You were shot more than 16 times.
Yes.
Would you say, or after you were shot 16 times, yila itama livele khona la kwenda letinto leti, or likwende before, and then you can say letinto leti nato, tendeke ngalesikhathi litama, lingendise letinto leti.
This thing mangiphahlela ngimncane, I was very, very...
Oh.
By the way, I was I remember I was attending Sunday school at Assemblies of God. I was leading the preaching, acting, all those things. I was capacity and the potential that I have now and the spirit of helping people now.
You've always had it.
I've always had it, but it was disturbed by this thing. Because Mangkula nabantwana ekhaya le batalwa 1997. Masimin bomama nabalima. But I finished my grade 12 in 2008. They were still in high school doing, I think, grade 10 or 11. But mina, because of this thing, they didn't recognize me ekhaya. They took them to driving school to get my license. As old as I am struggling, they
would Matuba alaikhaya ayakwenza.
Yes, everything. When you talk about Sizwe, mkhanukangekho. My mom could even say, because of this thing, so, but to me, mangihlele toilet and thinking, I would accept the situation and ask myself and God that, kahle kahle Nkosi, mina ngenini emhlabeni, kuthi wherever I go, I'm being hated, I'm being judged. Even at home, I don't find that love, I don't find that warmth. So, there was a time whereby I wanted to kill myself. I told my elder sister, that says, by that time, besen se university.
Even the time so university, it was even difficult.
Yeah, when I arrived at university 2018.
Yes.
First semester, I passed all my modules. Second semester, it started to attack me.
Yes, university. Ngifuna sambe nge order.
Yes.
You were saying, you were telling your sister lakho.
Yeah.
Nge simo sakho.
I told my sister, kuthi says, a girlfriend need. But the Mavis that I'm talking about, she was there for me, yes. She understood, because she's a traditional healer, so she knows these things. I told my sister, kuthi sister, impilo yami iyabhetha. Ngiyalula esikoleni ngiyafail. And I'm going to lose my NSFAS. Mina impilo yami, angiboni ukuthi ngiphilela ini, mina sengicabanga ukuthi ibulale. Then my sister took me to another guy in Joe's who is a bishop and also a traditional healer, Nail Gedla. Then that guy, he's the one, Lo wang lapa. Then what's naga after 3 years, what's yena nyalo song lapil. But ikshota kuthi, sithole inyanga imfembe, gube babe, abe akon, bakhulume nalendo. Babe wazi wakhuluma nalendo, itosuka lendo lakimi. Said, phelele impilo yami, it won't be, angengisa stop wang lutho, everything will flow.
Leto mayingena kuwe, ifakwa ngibabe.
Yes.
Uyathi babe ukuthi wendani kuwe?
I think my dad knew.
Yini le nto babe afaka into lefana nale kumntwana wakhe?
Bo business people, they've got those things double it bangenisa imali.
So into lenjalo.
So he has to sacrifice.
Sho into la hamba wayilandza. Sekufuna end elisiko lakhona
and then when obay converted itself as if ya laikhaya. But as mina, because I started coming young, I think I was 19 years, because bengihlushwa ngilento kufuna ukuthi kahle kahle mina impilo yami waye beso. Actually, if I should have give up in life, I'll be by now a nyaupe boy or a skebengu lesisejele. But I was praying for myself, telling myself that one day I will go to varsity, one day my life will change. And I'm going to be someone who cares for others. But when lendo beibhlungu kakhulu.
Siyavakala, siyavakala umlando wakho uyavakala buti. When we come back, I want us to go into your university life and then drive into the activities that you are doing for umphakathi wangakini. We see that you are doing a lot for your community. So ngifuna sihambe kanjalo, ngingawe ngithi ngifuna sihambe nge order step by step. Singayi jump CLS please sibuyele move.
Yeah.
Here's something important you need to know about. Experience a day where culture, music, and community come together in one vibrant celebration. The Carnival experience brings color, energy, and spirit of Mpumalanga to the promenade in Bombela on Friday, namhlanje. From live performances and dance to lively parade moving through the city, it's a showcase of creativity and unity. Families, friends, and visitors are invited to enjoy an unforgettable celebration of heritage, rhythm, and shared joy. You're listening to Rise FM. It's Good Morning Mpumalanga. We are joined by a friend of the show by the name Sizwe Nyambi. Comrade Sizwe Nyambi, who's telling us his life story. And when you listen to somebody's life story, kukhona lokwendekako nawe kuwe, where you get inspired and uqhubekele mbili. Now, lo muntu undlulela sho sinami kulokwami lengibukene nako ngisengachubeka. We are visited by Sizwe Nyambi, who is a friend of the show. He says ekhaya bese bazobambiza umkhanuka ngekho.
Mr. Mkhanuka ngekho.
Mr. Mkhanuka ngekho.
So sinamkhanuka ngekho last week.
It's true.
Yeah.
And this is such a sad name, but it's something you have dealt with. Now, before we move on from the situation that's been holding you back, I want to know two things. One, yes, you realized that you have this problem, but you discover nini in your life. I've got this problem, and the source of the problem is my father. That's one. Secondly, do you have a relationship netime alako no? And how is it?
After bang pasle lenga this thing, imbilo yam. Being low on jail, like long figure corner everywhere. Actually, I've worked in several companies and treatment their corner. No mamunda tetindo yam, but mean I'll be seen wrong. Kumbulanjang 70 KFC. Menenja mang shang embama. My shang embama. I went to open a case. When I went to open a case on my mang figure police station, umase bamlanza, but nabamlanza lo mag. Enhliziyo yami ithi lo make umane uyambophisa uyadathi simo inki problem ngoku ungamushi impilo yalo make because of inkinga inawo.
You are speaking to yourself.
I'm speaking to myself because I didn't want to destroy people's life because of
you know kahle kahle what's the cause.
Yes, the problem again. Emsebentini ngisebenza ekhemisi emalelane mlunga ngishaye ngedibhakela angibambe sona like yeah.
Ukhumbule ukuthi akusuyi.
I know vele ukuthi the problem is with me. Then I told my dad, kumbula ngihola ngitse babe hayi ngiyahlupheka. Le nto yangihluphekisa le. We went to lomnye babe ngala kubo Stenbog waphengula. Wamtshela kubaba wathi lo mntwana umbulele ngalento. Lo mntwana lento lena isathu umhluphekisa hayi kancane.
Is that the first time you discover?
No, it wasn't the first time. I knew that.
You knew that.
Yes.
So
was being hlupheka vele.
Wathi uneminyaka lomngaki kuthi babe ukuthelele ngento lefana nale.
No, they did it ngibona.
Ubona nawe.
Yes. Ngibona.
So nangabe uchubeka uyabona ukuthi ngihlushekiswa ngilendwe yababe nize uyamthatha babe niyahamba nobabili niyozama kulwa nalendwe. Bamtshela bathi uhluphekise elijala lakho la.
Yes.
Budlelwane bakho nababe. Buba njani lapho?
I supported dad up until when we go along, I'll tell the story.
Mm.
But only to discover that my dad never loved me.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened before I got shot.
Mm.
What triggered those people
to shoot you
of the ANC to buy a hitman for me? What is it? What attracted? What the spirits attract? What attracted it? Bang tublele keteni kai. I'll tell you.
Right, before we go to the news, you get the opportunity to go to university.
Yes.
You are fighting for impilo yakho. Ukhetha kuyofundzani?
Actually, I wanted to prove them wrong because even in the society they were saying lo mfana babo wakhe u rich ngeke amiyekele so lo mfana nguye la ne problem.
So the time vele lime kahle.
Yeah, the time ali grant but alingancitsi ngalutho mina. Because of this thing.
Kuphumelela kwel time akumele akutheni wena ufuna umenza wonye.
Actually bekufanele ngabe mhlambe ngithini ngabe ngiyahlanya sort of things like that. Because people they believed vele ukuthi mina ngine problem. Angithi bani labadzala you always say they are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you don't know and you judge us as young as we are because you don't know our stories. That's why mina I don't judge bonya upeboy, I don't judge bani labatheng samtimba, I don't judge all these people. Because I understand who's the family that we are coming from. There's no fairness.
Ungalimala ulinyatwe khona la ngadini yakho.
And they bona they will be safe because batsala.
Yes.
People will listen and understand them rather than wena as a victim. And even if you can tell your story, no one will believe you.
So, because Sorry to interject. Yeah. In such a situation, I've heard situations where when families are faced with these things, where when they were, in such cases, some people suggest that maybe get someone who's not from the family. So imagine if your dad says, "Guti lomundo, gubengwe your own son," for his dad to say no. Lendo inige ndana. For other people, they usually say get someone lohluphekako longanalkhaya and stuff bese niyamthatha nemfaka nemfaka kulendlu lena kuze kuthi kufezeke le tifiso tami lena ngenda lena ngona ngako okuqala. So for his dad to be the one who says no, my son should do this, it was quite unfortunate.
And ngifusa
this thing decides itself ekhaya kuthi kufuna bani ngona
oyona yathi decided.
Yes,
then say we anikelwa.
Yeah, it's you must be a sacrifice. When
let's take a breather, buff. Let's take a breather.
Let's take a breather. Rush to the news.
Yeah,
so but before we go, one word. Ufunzele ini? Now we are a university.
I did public management.
Public management.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got a degree or diploma?
A diploma.
A diploma.
Diploma. Yes.
In
public management.
In public management.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, man. So. Leskati uthola lisito, it was during the time usesikolweni.
Yeah.
And wabese mawubuya wakhona chubeka netfundo takho wacedza. Ucedze in record time noma you added a year or two?
Udelpol ilcomrade lelicedza in record.
Yes, another thing. My comrade ayatiwa kuthi lamanye awu vele awafunde ukuceza in record time ngoba suka bambile lapha ku SRC. Were you involved in the SRC politics?
Yeah, I was a president, campus president.
You were the president?
Oh. Yeah.
There's no president who finishes in record time. That I am aware of. How much was the budget? Bogip University.
Tshwane University of Technology.
In which province?
Soshanguve, Gauteng.
Oh, was it Soshanguve? Ngamuphi umnyaka?
From 2018 to 2023.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ah,
so 2024, I was doing advanced diploma, but unfortunately, I was disturbed by being shot.
Oh, we need to talk about that. Everyone wants to know. Yeah. Gutsi, what happened? Ma wenda le video u complaining ngalaba tsala nemanta. Bosenga dubleki mos now complain on the video le.
No.
Yes. Okay. We want to talk about that and more with Sizwe Nyambi, who's with us in studio. He's an activist, a community builder from Nkomazi, a comrade. He's with us. We want to know more from him. Stay with us.
Pumalanga solo ke sisahleli namkhanu kwangekho.
Ya ya alisasebenzi lelo baba.
No ligama lasekhaba. Faneli ngilegama longe kwalahla. Angisho comrade.
Selisukile
baba.
Selisukile baba.
So le lamkhanu kwangekho uyalahla baba.
Mkhanu kwa noma nginini nya.
Before we go further Sizwe, I think the question lengnayo ukuthi out of all these things.
Yes.
Bandla batsala zil usually bavame ukuthi mawona letindwe mhlambe sizwe lakhulume ngato uya strugglisha ekusebenziseni imali ubadlapha imali kuwe iyandlula ifika nyalo bangakunikeza 10,000 nyalo sizwe in 15 minutes time
dlapha.
So etimalini beyingak affect in lendo.
It will affect you everywhere kube madima nekuthi nemali bekhona
nalokuthi ide
naloku, that's what I mean. Ukuthi it's difficult even to get the money. I've told you, Guti, I was expelled in many companies. I ended up selling tablets, Stratin, because I wanted to prove them wrong. By the way, on Monday, I would buy Daily Sun and read the newspaper. On Wednesday, I would buy City Press. On Friday, I would buy Mail Guide. And on Sunday, I would buy Sunday Times.
What kept you going, even though at some stage you wanted to kill yourself, but when you were sitting down and say, you know what, I'm facing a lot, what kept you going? That's something that was with you, that you know what, I'm not gonna give up.
Ungamkhathi malume mangana thought ufuna acetsise ukukhuluma khona lokukhulisa
the thing that wanted, that made me to think of committing a suicide was the pressure that I had. There's no one who loves me, there's no one who cares about me, there's no one who supports me. I'm living like a chicken. my life was just that. But there was this thing to me that one day I'm going to get out of this.
Mm.
So I grew up in a Sunday school, and Sunday school teaches you morals and values. So a child that has been raised by a Sunday school is not easy to give up. And it's also not easy to do things that are bad to the society, because there's always those teachings, they always come and revive you every day that you will overcome. Yabo. So that was the thing that was pushing me. So I worked at Sasol Garage. They expelled me 2016. I'm selling tablets in the street. I sleep, I dream. When I dream a woman, a sort of a granny.
Mm-hmm.
She says to me, Mtukulu, lendo lela kuwe. Hamba ngale Mzambike mambone. I see the place, a pushwin.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up the first day, it's aye. Mhlambe bengiphethe, bengihlanya man. The second day, ngiyalala futhi emini, is the same, by the same dream comes.
Ubona gogo wakho?
Yeah. But angimboni, I just hear the voice.
And you know ngogo lo.
Tell vele ukuthi ngogo lo tala make. Then I go to claim at imali tamta bo UIF cause bengakade claim. Ngiyathola ngathi ngathola kumbe 4000 or 5000. Bengide ne passport. I went to Mozambique via
Sicangco baba.
Sicangco, thanks bro.
Yeah.
Via Sicangco. Ngifike eMaputo, mangifike eMaputo, I don't know where I'm going, but I want a taxi that's going to Mamboni. So they show me a bus. I get into the bus near Patar. When I get off the bus again, cause menglambile, there's another guy who come. Uyangichilita, makangichilita ngiyamlwisa. Mangimlwisa lenhliti yakhumbula ukuthi wena.
Unale thinking at that?
No, it's lawyer. Where you are going? You don't know. Yabo. So I call the guy. I said, ngiyaxolele. Ngine problem leso. Ekhaya kithi bangiphahlela so. So ngifuna kipha lento. Where can I go? Likely enough, this guy knew, but in the president of traditional leaders of Mamboni.
Okay.
This guy, we became friends. I bought for him food. I bought for him a beer. I passed my sugar. Ngambanaye. We went there to Mamboni. That guy has five wives. It's an old man. I think by then he was 80-something years. An old guy. First day they don't attend me. Second day they don't attend me. They just come to the room and say, give us 100 medicas so that we can prepare food for you. I give them. That day I go to the traditional here. Shaya Matambo, he asked me, Wamendan babuako? Mutsi mine, good. Utsi lalela lamfanom. Yababona labu babi labalanga pandlings mine yebo. Yababona barijinjan. Mutsi mine yebo. Utsi mine ngneti pogong ya kenli sana mfanom. Maramdwana mngengimnige lendo la bagnige yone kaiginle. Lendo le nangege ngikipe nam. Marang toy ho.
To kisisa maal.
Yeah. We ketsa le strength size. So gungu pegisa. Like we are
Dayamula.
Yes. So they take me to a sea there in Mozambique. They bangseb washa for 3 days. They gave me muti. When I come back, I got a job at the Shongo Hospital. I became a...
Immediately?
Yeah, immediately when I got a lot of miscalls. I called back, but sizwe besolo sikufuna. Sicashile la sibedlela, ungasedine kutho in the interview.
Ka
right 2K, yeah. Go recruit abantwana to go and circumcise. Then I got a better salary, it was 8.5 that 2017.
Okay.
While in my spare time I'll go and sell tablets. Then this thing you wegile, but angisana mfati. Wambile nebantwana bami, makwe bantwana bami. So ngiphila lempilo kabuhlungu. Then 2017 I read the newspaper ANC, it introduced free education in 2018. But ngala, because this thing was a contract bese kuphelile.
Yes.
Ngiyathengisa amaphilisi, I save money. January, ngiye hiking spot. I got a lift from a truck. I go to Pretoria, Soshanguve, Tshwane University of Technology. With my bag, in that bag there were no clothes. It was a Colgate, a toothbrush, a toothpaste, a soap, and a Vaseline.
Ogunye nogunye ngokubona phambi.
I was wearing sandals. I went there. When I arrived at the gate, the security guards asked me, Endo, tufunani? Ngitsi mina ngitekutofunza, but did you apply? Show us your acceptance letter. I don't have. I didn't apply. I just have a student number. Luckily enough, comrades come out. They are going to a funeral. They came out. Abo Cox. When they came out, they saw me. Indot, what's happening? Let's say I'm from a school. Did you apply? No. They went to the security, you know, activist, most comrades. They tell the security guard that let this guy enter.
Yeah.
They allowed me to enter. They gave me food. Then few days, I got a course. I started studying. Then I joined SASCO.
Yes. To become the president.
Yeah. I joined SASCO. I became an activist. As I joined SASCO, I had this academical challenges because of this thing that is within me. My brothers have started their fighting. They're telling him, blah, blah, blah. They are fighting. So I had to be strategic, not to fight my dad and join them because I need him to remove this thing. So if I fight him,
Hey, when I'm sorry, wait, I see podcast name. Sorry. Of it. Okay, when we come back, we want to finish this thought. And also, before we let you go, and the show comes to an end, we need to find out what to bulega.
Yes.
Si figa njani leso simo leso.
Yes.
I'll be quick. Survive
because the time is
running out.
Yes. Yes.
So we sell something, we come back with Sizwe Nyambi on Rise FM. All right, so I'm a pro at what I do, so I need you to follow my guidance. Ultimately, before Skata, we have only 5 minutes. We need to know the story, how to figure out the tenu utolagale utubleg. But angfuni skale lapo. U active in community development in your community.
Yes.
Are you a counselor?
No, I'm an activist.
You are an activist.
Yes.
Okay, because I know one of the projects you either have done or are busy with, Gukambela, Emalibeni, Mpagati.
Yeah, I'm fencing Skumansdal Cemetery.
Tell us about all the things you've done for your community and how you go about getting the resources.
When I was a president at the TUT, Tshwane University of Technology, you know, once you get political power attracts business people.
Yes.
They want to bribe you. They want their businesses to flow in the university without any disturbance.
Yes.
So they have to bribe the president.
Wash your hand a little bit.
Yes. So these guys, they call me to Main Lane. They call me to Sentin. When they call me, they want to give me money. I say to them, no, I don't want your money. I'm from Mpumalanga and Nkomazi. Skumansdal, there's a water challenge. So instead of you giving money, can you please buy for me 2 JoJo tanks, 10,000 liters? Then I'll install them in my communities. Then they say, we don't trust you. We want to go and see. I said, okay, it's fine. Let's go. They took a car. We went to Skumansdal. We arrived in my ward. I take them to Trikopis Dam. At the Trikopis Dam, they see elders, they are washing their clothes in that dam. There are kids bathing there. Some people are getting water. Then I'm telling them that, you see, these kids are bathing here. You see, the elders are washing here. I want this thing to stop. And it's the tanks that will stop that thing. And you must know that this Trikopis Dam, each and every year, there's a black child that drowns here in each and every year. And when the child drowns, he or she dies. So I want to stop this thing. They transferred 40,000 on my account. I went to purchase those 10,000 JoJo tanks.
Nice one.
I went to Nkomazi local municipality. It was Tulani Mabila, the municipal manager at the time. So he committed himself that municipality will fill up these tanks with water. I built the stand, I installed the tanks. I show my dad that, dad, look at this. Agere, your pride, you must show your father.
Yes.
I show my dad. He just look at me. And he's planning something that I don't know. I go back to varsity. I graduate 2023. I come back. When I come back with my car, I park at Maliland Toyota. Then I think, you see, I'm wearing their t-shirt. I'm like, let me speak to this management. I looked for Mr. Werner Horn, the owner of Maliland Toyota. I explained the challenges and the struggles that we are facing of water scarcity in the entire Nkomazi. I'm asking him that he please buy for us tanks then he buys, he approves my request. He buys a 15 eco tanks. Then when he buys these eco tanks, I also take him to Ngoma's local municipality to meet the manager, Mr. Tolan Mabila. Then he commits himself, Tolan Mabila commits himself that municipality will fill up these tanks with water.
Yes.
Then Tolane also gives me money to build the stands for the tanks.
Nice one.
Then I build the tanks, I build the stands. I installed in Mangweni, I installed in Bafal Spread, Skumansdal, Jeppes. Then when I installed the 10 tanks, I show my dad again.
As a son should.
Yes. So my dad asked me, he says, hey, I heard that when you've got a good relationship with the municipal manager, I said yes. But why am I cash? I mean, I don't know. There's another traditional healer. If you mix a corner, I get so much. I get so much excited with the time. I'm so mad. And they've already spoken with the traditional healer.
Uyo kwenyele.
There at Mtata, there's the guy called Pele. When they take me there, umshayela tinhlolo lo babe uthi yatindoda kothi tolunga. And they've already bona na babe bakhulumile ukuthi mina batongifaka malumbo.
Devil.
So that ngiyafa mangifa ngitokhona kusebenza because they see the capacity funa ngiyosebenzele company yakhe as umkhovu. I mean bangi balone bakhiphe imithi bangifuthe mina lapho ngene esifuthweni. Bita mahlotami like ngifuna kuba indoda ayebafela okade ngifuna bangibabothe insanzane tindoda amadilungu kana I'm carrying these things tabo amangiphuma mangilala ngiphupha kabi 2 months down the line. Oh, it started, there's a friend of mine, Makesh. Uyaqala uyangijikela. I'm like, hey, tindoda amvele tiyabhetha ngalamalanga. Anginaki. 2 months down the line. Ngibuya emithingini. Ekuseni ngivuka ekuseni nginika abantwana ama sanitary towels, ma ball pen etikoleni. They were writing grade 12. They were about to write grade 12. It was 1 October. Ngiyabaniketa injeza na selgebuta. Then they call me ukuthi empini meeting because la mathangi bewangathelwa manje. I want to ngiyokhuluma na mayor with the council and address those issues. When I come back ngidlula ku Mavis, that girlfriend I'm talking about. Then ngaboma 9 I'm going home. Mangiye ekhaya. There's this side chick yam, young phone, kuthi ngisewe in kumele. I go and pick her up. When I go and pick her up, the hitman is already at the gate. Ngidlala music, fike egedeni ngiyapaka ngiyala. Luckily enough leli gede belingakakhiyo. Ngivula ligede. Ngisawhatsappela laba boyithuka ukuthi ngiyalala, I'm not okay. Lama girlfriend am. Ngezinhlavu ishaya lapho. Makangishaya ngasangana, mangisangana ngabalekela ngangena ekhaya because ligede bese ngilivulile. Awabuya wadubula imoto yami ka left. Lilo li light. Bangishaya, ngishaya. Ngakhipha makhiya ngatandoda songidubulile. Ngena lana I thought it's just a criminal.
Yeah.
I gave him the keys and said, "Ndoda, awasongidubulile man." Ngena lana ndlini thathe yonke into loyifunako. Maphumphume nale moto awatiyekela landloko kwa shang shang at ja kwafale li story le
serious.
Yeah. Then I opened the phone nganiketa lo chair le benginaye ngathi akafonele Culane Mabila amtshele ukuthi bangidobulile afonele.
You are still conscious?
Yeah. I knew strong. This thing that it will happen. Then the strong. Guy who healed me also dealt with the thing yetinhlavu nani. But even if you are ngidubula, but you won't kill me. So
way before it happened?
Yeah, 2 years back. Actually, we were doing it for a Pretoria because I was a president. So there's Zulus, there's all those
people. Yeah, there's a political conflict.
Yes. So, yeah, he calls them, but Connelly, my ambulance, they took me to hospital. I just, my papa, mangats after 4 days.
Sure, Sizwe. Bafo. We're closing. We have 1 minute. What's your dream?
Now I've been recruited by Patela, says he wants to work with me. I showed him the symmetry. I told him that we must fence the symmetry. He donated a material of 110,000. Also working with Malelan Toyota. I've started a foundation, Sizwe Nyambi Foundation.
Nice.
They're just converting it to a non-profit organization. I'm contesting in the next election to be a ward councillor.
Nice one. Yebo ke. Ngila ufuna ukho na
bhuti. Yes. Then
wow.
it is my wish not to see anyone sleeping without food. It is my wish ukuthi umntwana esikoleni angahamba nganadicathulo. So I'll do whatever it takes kulekele kunceda abantu emphakathini. And this is how I appreciate the ANC of what it has done for me. I've got a national diploma because of the ANC that funded my education. Mm. So this is how I appreciate it, by wow. saving the people. So now I'm fencing Skumansdal Cemetery with the help of Patel Hardware. And Mvuleni will build toilets. Malelan Toyota will give me dustbin and a tank to install them.
Nice one.
Wow.
So after that, we are going to cut grasses in churches all over Nkomas. I've already bought the grass cutting machine. So after the cemetery, I'll be cutting grass all over Nkomas in all churches for free.
You have touched lives, Mr. Nyambi. Your story is impeccable.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time to come and talk to us.
I appreciate it.
Last thing. Someone is listening to us right now. They want to follow you everywhere you are. They want to support you in any way, in the capacity. How do they follow you?
My number is 082-727-9610. And I'm also nominated as a best community builder by the Hustling Honey. They can support me by SMSing Sizwe Nyambi. The SMS number is 44873. Sizwe Nyambi, 44873. Best community builder.
And it's Sizwe Nyambi, yes, on social media.
On social media, yes.
Wow. Okay. Man, that's Sizwe Nyambi.